streetwise knowledge in me, it's like, okay, he's ready to try to do something, right? He's nervous. It's probably the first time he done this before. So he's, you know, his palms are sweaty. Michael Anderson, 2100 block of Edmondson Avenue. He pretty much asked me for a ride. And I said, you know, well, you know, I'm ready to go home. And he said, well, you know, I pay you to take me there. I'm like, he said, he was, you know, his daughter was sick or whatever. He had to get home to her. So he gave me $15 to take him over there. And as we get in our travels, he was like, I need that money back, that paper back. And I'm like, I ain't giving. He said, well, at least give me 10 of it back. I'm like, okay, well, get out right here. So he, as he started wiping his hands on his pants leg, I knew something was going to happen. And when he went in his jacket, and as he was trying to come out of his jacket, I opened the door and tried to push him out. And as he was going out, that's when he fired the first shot. Then he fired the second one, and he told me to get out. And I was so angry that I said to him, you don't want that. And he was like, man, get out. And that's when I just put the car in gear and pulled off. And I couldn't see out of my right eye. So I drove, it seemed like forever, but it was about 3 miles away. I went to a 7-Eleven and asked them to call 911.
You drove 3 miles? I have to get a shot in the face.
Shot in the face, yep. Face and in the shoulder, yep.
So this bullet went in under your eye and then went through and into your neck.
Into my neck, yeah. And it knocked out a lot of my teeth up top. Broke a lot of them. They had to take all of them out on both sides up top. I had, you probably really can't see it now, but it was a big hole up there.
I see you got like a lump in your neck. Is the bullet still in there?
Where, right here?
On the side.
Yeah, this is the bullet right here.
If you could be face to face with this guy who shot you, what would you say to him?
Say.
Or do?
It wouldn't be pretty, put it that way. And I probably would be incarcerated. You know, part of me wants to see him, but then another part of me don't, because I'm trying to, you know, get past this and be there for my family. I know if I come face to face with him, then, you know, because where I come from, we don't let things like that go. I gotta walk these streets all the time. If people knew that I let that go like that and came, then no telling when I walked in and what else would happen to me. So, you know, I should hope not to see him again for real. And he should hope that I don't see him again.